Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started Building Fortunes Radio, I don't know, it's been a long time ago. It's like 6 or 7 years ago, specifically to be a platform to help people with home-based businesses get the word out. See, there's a lot of really great things that happen in home-based businesses, and unless you know about them, you don't know about them. So what I wanted to do was have Building Fortunes Radio, and when I ran across people like Rodney Bush, who was the contact that put me in front of our guest speaker today, whose name is Doug Jackson. You just got to know Doug Jackson. I mean, he's a gentleman who's very established in the direct sales and the MLM world. He's been super successful in life in general, as well as helping a whole bunch of people. He helps a whole bunch of leaders in the home-based business arena learn how to become successful building home-based businesses. And if you're looking for a mentor, Doug Jackson and the people that he surrounds himself with and grooms could be those people. Flat out, you'll find all different types of personalities, everything from his daughter, Hannah Hogberg, to, like I mentioned, our good friend Rodney Bush, to people we had last week, like Rick Hill, who's got an amazing story about cancer survival, to including this guest who Doug Jackson is going to be introducing a little bit later on. But I wanted our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience to be able to hear these people. So when you resonate with this or that leader, you too can improve your health. You too can improve your finances and make your life as well as the lives of others way more meaningful. So, Doug Jackson, thanks for being here.
Hey, welcome everybody listening. I'm so stoked for our listeners today. I got a very good friend, longtime friend and business partner that I'll be introducing in a minute, but I wanted to kind of set the table. We are going to mention money that could come up, and so I want to kind of do a little disclaimer. We might mention a product and some of the things that we've enjoyed or experienced by our product, and so I'll just make a health disclaimer. So on the money thing, not everybody gets involved with Sellus, is going to get rich. If you're looking to get rich quick, you came to the wrong radio program. We believe in building wealth, and we believe in success, and work, the four-letter word, work, comes up in our conversation. We work at it. We just try to work smart and create leverage and establish the residual income, the royalty, the passive mailbox money that people are excited about, that you could maybe work real hard for 1, 2, or 3 years and then pull back and enjoy the fruits of your labor, so to speak. But not everybody does experience that, and we know why. Some people won't do anything, and that won't work. And some people do everything backwards and scare everybody off and act unprofessional, and that doesn't work either. And so, but the people that follow our lead and use our tools and keep it, keep the focus on the right things, can make some headway and, learn the right skills. As I taught my kids and others, learn skills worth learning. And, those super skills in our industry are getting good at getting people to take a look at what we're doing with their guard down. And we have Peter's help with teaching that as well through his training program for people that buy leads. And so it's pretty cool that way that we can have a legit success and sleep good at night because we're doing a good thing for people. On the health side of things, we are a wellness company. We like anti-aging prevention. Ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, as we've heard people say. Well, we really take that literally here with our clear drops and other things like that. So, but, it's pretty amazing when you can look at what's going on in the wellness space and see what the innovations are that we bring to the table and what we offer in the area of, let's say, a functional beverage of coffee, the most common beverage on the planet Earth. And we have a very, very good tasting functional beverage that delivers things that are of nutritional benefit, and people enjoy it. Some, if you don't drink coffee, you're not going to, but if you're in a business, you should have a product that somebody's interested in, and coffee is quite a culture of people, masses of people that won't go a day without their coffee, ever, and then there's some that casually drink it. So we got some pretty neat products that develop benefits that people report. We don't make health claims, but we do encourage people to take note. And it's not against the law to say, you know, I was having some aches and pains, and some of that kind of went away when I got on some of these products that fight inflammation. And, you know, some issues can clear up, but we don't write prescriptions, and we just try to help people learn about our products and what role maybe some of these products might play in their lives. And it's fun. It's fun to have products that have a favorable impact. And so now I think the reason I'm here and Jim's here and some of the other people that we will have come to the radio program is because the idea of getting set financially is appealing. Having a business that is going, whether or not I'm showing up. I said if a business needs me to survive from here to eternity, we're in bad trouble. I'm not a real good employee. I don't show up every day, and I don't make a good boss either. I'm pretty nice to everybody, and so nothing is done. So I like the idea that we can tip over some dominoes and get some things going and be paid every month, the rest of our life, every week, the rest of our life, for what we started and what we developed. That, to me, is something to be very fulfilling. So now let's get to our guest. My guest, I met him 20 years ago through a mutual friend, and Jim is down there in McKinney, Texas. And Jim Anderson is a grandpa. He's a young, healthy grandpa. He is an avid golfer, fisherman, loves the outdoors, loves to travel. And I've enjoyed our friendship immensely. We have a lot of, you know, candor. We are able to have, through the ups and downs of life, we've been in the trenches together in some past companies where we were let down, disappointed, frustrated. And when we found Cellus, we concluded we had found our home. And so, Jim, say hello, everybody.
Hey, Doug. Thanks for having me on the call today.
Yeah, yeah. And, Jim, one of the things that I was hoping that, you know, your background, as I introduced Jim, I want to say his background is an architect. That was his formal training, and we laugh about what his mom thought about it when he decided to, you know, go into the home-based business space. And she wasn't exactly impressed. But, Jim, you know, once you get trained as a lawyer, an architect, an engineer, a doctor, or in various professions, you kind of, you know, kind of get groomed into a style of thinking and a style of processing information. And architects have a very, very powerful way of looking at how things are put together. And so, but, Jim, before we get into how cells was put together and what you liked about that, let's talk about your mom's reaction to you being in the home-based business space.
Well, it was kind of funny, Doug. As you said, I was trained as an architect, licensed architect, and had a very successful career in that area and actually leveraged that into a career in the real estate development business. And that had some extremely lucrative years either. So I was building line upon line, precept upon precept, so to speak. But all of that came from the architectural mindset, began with the end in mind. But I'll jump ahead to when you and I were talking years ago about what my mom and my dad said about when I made the decision before them, and stated it very clearly that I was going into the home-based business arena, they were pretty skeptical, Doug, and said, what about your regular paycheck? And, what kind of degrees does it take? What kind of people are you going to work with? I mean, they were coming in from a very traditional, conservative business approach. My dad had gone through the Depression, my mom too. And so they knew the value of a steady paycheck, so to speak, and knew what it was like not to have one. But anyway, what I told them, Doug, very quickly and very succinctly was, based upon everything you've taught me, all these, 31 years at that point, everything, all the values, all the stories and the wisdom that you imparted to me gave me the confidence and the belief that this step into the arena of a pure entrepreneurial type of arena was exactly what I was supposed to do. Again, I gave them credit for what they had taught me and told them that I really, really, really wanted their support. And I expected their support. And if they didn't give me their support, then I probably wouldn't be seeing them quite as much. their whole attitude changed on a dime within 30 seconds of me saying that statement of how committed I was to this business, Doug, is when they began to say, well, I know some people that might be interested in joining you. When they saw my commitment, that's when they changed. So let me flip it back to you, Doug.
Yeah, but I remember what you said. Your mom, her reaction to your, what was it, a $10,000 or a $20,000 monthly check, and what was her reaction?
What about next month?
Yeah.
What's going to happen
yeah.
next month? And that's what happened when I brought her and showed her a check that I'd just gotten in my real estate career. And she said, well, that's nice, but what are you going to do next month?
Yeah.
That led into the career. But go ahead, Doug. I know you're going somewhere. I'll tag along.
Yeah, that's right. Well, here's the thing. There's somebody listening. Maybe you're 25, 35, 45, or 50 years old, and you've been hearing about this career for a long time, and you've heard some people have done really well, but it could be a little scary. And so Jim and I have both watched this individual on YouTube explain some things. Let's just say you're very pragmatic. I'd say Jim and I and Rick and Hannah, my daughter, all the people, Rodney, we have some pragmatic, thinkers here in our team and our group, and we like excitement and energy and all these things, but we also would like some substance. And so I'm going to say Jim and I both have listened to a guy on YouTube named Tim Sales. Tim Sales has multiple videos, but if you just watch two or three of his programs, before you ever put your baby toe in the water with us or anybody, this is just some generic advice. This guy explains our industry, our space, in such a logical, pragmatic, helpful way. And if you're wondering that maybe whether or not this is really a space you would dare to come into and run with us or somebody else, there's enough people for everybody. So if you're listening and this don't float your boat, sell us. For life, if that's okay, but you can do yourself a huge favor and save yourself a lot of trouble if you can kind of learn a couple of things before you get on board with somebody somewhere. Tim Sales, two or three videos on YouTube, and there's one more, and it's a 5-minute video by a guy named Robert Kiyosaki. Robert Kiyosaki has a 10th degree black belt in home-based business. Online marketing. He wrote the number one all-time best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the number one best-time all-selling book on personal finance. And so he's got a video, it's 5 minutes long, it's called Four Types of People. And you'll decide after you watch it what type you are. You might be that one he talks about in there that already knows everything and nothing else is going to work, but this you know, job. And that's the only way to do it and go for it. And that's okay. We're not trying to change anything. But some people are open-minded and will explore some various things. And I'm here to tell you right now, going into business for yourself is actually a bad idea. Most people get wiped out. 9 out of 10. Jim and I have done it. We've lost lots of money in the starting your own business space. And actually, being in a network marketing company isn't truly entrepreneurship. It's not true starting your own business. Fellas has already started. Hundreds and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars have been spent for a platform for you to jump on board, and it makes you look good. Website, the website that we have was just under $200,000 to put together. I'm glad I didn't have to fork out that money. Our CEO, Corey Johnson, did that. And you know what? I'm glad he did. That took the risk out of my realm, and it can be the same for you. And so it's pretty cool when you start looking at what really is going on. And I'm not going to tell you, you have your own business. You are a 1099 person that has a lot of control over your future when you are part of the industry, but you don't have the can of worms that comes with starting your own business. You don't have to decide what color the font is on the literature. You don't have to decide what, you know, anything. It's kind of like a turnkey on-ramp. So let's go back to Jim now. Jim, there's some things that about Celis as an architect, and, you know, early on you were kind of trying to figure out, you know, why you may or may not want to be part of something. And there's some key factors. You might want to talk about those key factors. I know one of them might be the who, you know, who's doing this? Because that's kind of like a significant point of concern. But talk about how this architect would take a look at a company before he decides this looks like they began with the end in mind.
Well, that's exactly where I look at things. I'm trying to do that, Doug, exactly what you just said, begin with the end in mind. So I want to evaluate what the potential is. Some people use the same criteria, and it's kind of a tricky little way of saying it, but I actually do apply the four P's evaluation to every venture I'm looking at or evaluating, particularly in the area of home-based businesses. And it's for me, the four P's are the people, like you said, the who, the people, the product, the plan, and the potential. And the most critical ingredient in all of these are the people, or the people, the men and women starting the company. Who's running the ship? Who's the visionary? Who's casting the vision? Who's implementing it? So that's always 100% of the time is where I go to evaluate whether I want to pursue it to the next level. And you had said some very, very positive things about the president or the founder here at the company, CEO, Corey Johnson. I'd heard of Corey, but I began to do some more research, and you shared some information, but I got to know him personally, and I talked to people that I knew really well that knew him, and found out that pretty quickly that Corey was somebody who had money and moxie, a good combination. He had proven his expertise in the field, the same field of entrepreneurship, home-based business, time and time and time again. Four times he had gone to the top of various companies and made in excess of $100,000 a month of an income. His integrity, his spiritual beliefs, they all lined up, work ethic, all lined up with my values. And it doesn't make us right. you and I are so much in step, Doug. We may not be right, but we're in agreement. And most of the time we're right. But we found out, or I did, that Corey was exactly who you thought he was. And somebody who knew what he was doing, how he was going to get to where he was going, and so forth. And he had done that before. Now he was applying it at the highest level with his company. It gave me a tremendous amount of confidence, Doug, knowing who was at the helm of the company, who had been there and done that before. And had aligned himself with some strategic alliances. So, Corey, huge check in the area of who's doing it. And I could go on with other ones as well, but Doug, what you want to add something to that comment?
Yeah, I think Peter's needing to grab a break real quick here for the radio station, and then I think we'll be able to get right back and jump in on a continuance of that. And then I want to jump into a product thing for both of us to kind of share on. So go ahead, Peter, with our station break.
Excellent. We'll be right back. You're listening to Doug Jackson and Jim Anderson. We'll be right there.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Doug Jackson and Jim Anderson, and we're talking about Cellis, which is spelled C-E-L-L-I-S for those people taking a look. And Jim Anderson is going to have a guest page on Building Fortunes Radio as well. So if you look for Jim Anderson, you'll be able to see his contact information and his links and all that other sort of stuff, as well as Doug's, if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com. Now, we put a website together, just so you know. It's buildingfortunesradio.com/detoxyourlife. Detox your life if you want to hear this one as well as previous radio shows. I recommend all of them at any time. So, Doug, back to you.
Yes. Well, the detoxing can be in your body. It can be in your life schedule, your lifestyle. Some people have toxic lifestyles. They're always late. They're always, you know, getting behind the eight ball with their lifestyle because they have run out of time and they have too much to do. And what Cellis can do for somebody if they work our plan right is you can buy your freedom. You can, you know, do enough in your Facebook time, your Instagram time, in your Netflix time, just a few hours a week or more. Somebody can start developing something so that you can actually start to, you know, get out of debt and get into a situation where you're winning rather than just trying to keep your head above water. So back to Jim, he was going into these four P's a little bit. Let's go into that product aspect of the four P's, Jim. What's your perspective on Cellis product?
The product, they're not Me Too products, Doug. They've been thoroughly researched. They've got credibility behind them. The one that I would say for me with the flagship product, Clear Drops, the detoxification product that you alluded to very briefly. In my career in this industry, over 30 years, I'd always been working with products 99% of the time with the nutritional supplements, Doug, as you well know, and it was adding supplements to your body, what your body needed, that type of thing, a very, very healthy approach to nutritional support for your body. But I'd never been exposed to the caliber of the ingredients in a product like Clear Drops that really worked in a very dramatically different way to help add value to your body, to your health. And that was, it was pulling out of your body toxins, heavy metals, things that were holding you back. It was a totally different and unique approach for me. And it was something that overlaid, if you will, every other product that I'd ever been exposed to and ever promoted. In other words, people could continue to take their aloe vera product or their weight loss product or their sleep product, whatever it was, and they could keep doing that. That was benefiting. Their body needed that supplementation. But everybody, pun and double entendre intended there, everybody needs this is what everybody needs. They need to be detoxified. So I love that unique approach. The fact that it had patents, double patents. It was in 34, I think, different countries, and the uniqueness of Mayo Clinic doctor that came up with the concept of it. Just, it was brilliant to me. And that type of stratagem went into the formulation and the manufacture of all the other three products that you've already alluded to. But that just gave me a great insight, Doug, into the level of detail that Corey and his team of experts were putting together and putting together a product line that was unique, second to none, had mass appeal. And I just love, again, the attitude they took and how they lined up with my strategy of going in infinite detail and making it unique with a tremendous amount of science. It wasn't science fiction, it was science fact. So, again, huge check on the product side of things, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and let's just go look. I'm going to drill a little deeper, not on a specific product, but just something about our company as far as we want to do something that had a favorable impact and not just sell something because it buzzes or has a nice sound to it, but actually offer things that had an impactful, positive helpfulness to people's wellness space for the service of anti-aging, prevention, energy, mental mind focus and mind clarity, better heart health, you know, what all these things that people desire. But we have a couple of things that are in the space of innovation that people haven't heard about. You know, inflammation is a big, probably at the root of almost, you know, a high percentage of the chronic health problems that people report. And so our products are all built with purity in mind. I've been to the facility where we do the raw testing on every ingredient that gets brought through the door at the manufacturing plant, 150,000 square feet of manufacturing plant down in the Texas area. And we have a very, very special facility with probably $100 million worth of equipment and inventory in that building. And it is one of the super clean, highly inspected, professionally run place. So just to assure everybody, our products aren't being mixed up in somebody's bathtub somewhere. We actually have a certified facility where everything's happening. And testing for accuracy and purity and integrity on the label, you know, not everybody cares. I have a friend who was on the call last week who used to own a nutritional supplement company, and he said he had to run tests on his own manufacturer every 2-3 months to see if they were cheating him or not on what was in the product. I couldn't imagine that. But when you got a premier, up-to-date, state-of-the-art manufacturing facility that knows that they're under the spotlight and under the microscope of quality and delivery of superior quality products. So what's on the label is in the bottle. What's not on the label is not in the bottle. And there is no fillers or, you know, some shortcuts, because some people don't know this, but 2 out of 10, I forget, the Olympic Committee did launch a global study on supplements that you'd walk through the door and buy from GNC or Costco or Walmart or online or, you know, hundreds of sources of places to buy supplements. And a high percentage, way too high of a percentage of them, contained steroids, hormones, and inferior fillers, none of which would ever be associated with our product line. We just, that ain't going to happen here. And so I don't just put any old thing in my body, and I want to know who made it and where did this come from. Today it's vital. And so I think that's a big deal here at Cellus. And so as long as you're talking with me, Jim, I'm about this product thing, and, you know, I want to kind of launch into something with me and you here, who we are. As a group, because, you know, when you join the people of a company, an organization, you are a reflection of them and they're a reflection of you. And, you know, Jim is a perfect Cellus for Life member, partner. Why? Active lifestyle, fun loving, mission-minded, sharing and caring, fair-mindedness. We're an equal opportunity. You know, the computer doesn't care what color you are, doesn't care how old you are, how young you are. If you do what we're supposed to do, it's going to pay you every Friday. And I like that. It doesn't really ask you what your diploma said or what your GPA is or if you got fired at your last job. We really have a very forgiving type of platform here. We believe in honor and fun. We like the dignity of work. We think work is good, but we want to work smart. We as a team, we as a group, we're financial winners. We like that. We don't think there's any fun in losing financially. And we play team. And everybody plays team different. Anybody can say that. But playing team means we really do look out for each other and help each other. And you know what? You might not be good at everything, but there's someone on the team that is. And if you can't kick, but you can catch a ball, well, then you can be on the team. Nobody's good at everything. And so we figure out who you are and help you kind of design a plan around your strengths instead of around your weaknesses. That don't make no sense. So we're people of faith and action. And we like ambitious, but we also think it's very good to encourage people to take care of things at home. And who cares if you win in the money game, but you lose at home with your family. And so, you know, you are what you, your vibe attracts your tribe is what has been said. And so that's cool. And we're about impeccable integrity. I mean, it's nice that we don't have to worry about skeletons or we hope nobody finds out about this or that. We're givers, not takers. You know, we try to pour our lives into the team. And we're big on respect. And we think people are worthy of being treated right. And we're climbers, though. You know, we're going to, you know, find that mountain and climb it. And so I think if you're looking for good products, good people, and a plan to run with, Jim, and the fourth P was, we got people, product, and what was your formula?
Well, it was people, product, plan, and potential. Real quickly, I know
potential
time's up here, but plan is the compensation plan. It's a level playing field, like you said, Doug. The average person can be very successful. You know, the ordinary person can have extraordinary success with this platform. So I use the word plan, but it's not just, it's way more than the compensation plan. It's the marketing plan. It's the website, like you alluded to. So all of that really composes the program. That P can be an expanded version of the word plan. And the last is potential. What is the potential for this product, for the opportunity, for the freedom? And it's global, as you and I have discussed numerous times, Doug. These products are needed by every person, every race, every creed. It doesn't make any difference around the world. It's non-discriminate. This program and the product, it is unlimited potential, literally, in my opinion. So the potential for not just the product, but the income associated with this is off the chart. So check when it comes to Jim Anderson's evaluation of how to sell us back up against the four P's. It's off the chart, stellar, 5-star rating, Doug.
Cool. Thank you for that endorsement and perspective that you use as an architect to run through the grid before you move forward with people. And it makes all the sense in the world. And I could have saved myself a lot of trouble had I used that when I was younger. So I want to speak to a product that's in our lineup. It's called Bio3C. Bio3C is a pretty cool product that is a all-natural ingredients that are designed to bring down inflammation in your body and also regulates the blood sugar. And the more my sugar in my blood is stabilized, guess what? The better mood I stay in all day. And so I take 2 or 3 of these a day, and you know what? You could do 1 a day, you could do 2 a day, 3 a day, but the Bio3C keeps me from feeling like a werewolf middle of the afternoon or middle of the evening, you know, a couple hours after I go to dinner. Sometimes, you know, if without the Bio3C, I noticed something that was kind of different. So, you know, without dieting, I lost 10 pounds because of incorporating the Cellus product life into my life. And I think that's kind of cool because I had lost the battle to the bulge so many times and was pretty discouraged. And without dieting over the last 100 days, you know, I'm down 10 pounds. That happened probably in the first, you know, 5 weeks. And I've been able to keep it off. And but more importantly, my left shoulder, which had been bugging me for about a year and a half or almost 2 years, I couldn't sleep. My favorite way to sleep is on my left side, Jim. And you know what? It kind of disrupted my sleep because I couldn't sleep on my left shoulder. I didn't injure it. It just started aching. And moving certain ways, reaching in the back seat in the car would about make it hurt for really hard for an hour. But I got on this Bio3C because they said it would bring down inflammation. I didn't want to go to this doctor and get a shot in their shoulder. I didn't want to get shoulder surgery. I just wanted my shoulder to feel better. So I took it easy for about a year. Nothing. It was the same. And I'm an active person, but I babied my shoulder for a year and nothing improved. About 90 days into this with the product Bio3C, I noticed that my shoulder is probably about 90% better, 90 to 95% better. I'm sleeping on my left side. I'm sleeping good. I got mobility in my arm that I hadn't had in a too long. And so, you know, and you'd be sitting there thinking, well, hey, I'm hearing what Doug is saying. If my shoulder bothered me, I might give it a try. Well, inflammation can get to us in a number of ways. It can cause so many different types of problems. And it is really at the core of almost every health issue that people struggle with, inflammation. And so we have a patented version of ingredient in there that is quite special to the product. You can go buy some of the ingredients here. But who knows about the purity? Who knows about the integrity of the company? Who knows about the accuracy of the label? I don't know. But we can verify some things here with our strategic alliance and where our product is made and how the quality controls are what's best for people, not what's cheapest and what's going to, you know, maybe make a sale. And so, Jim, I want to thank you for joining me on the call. And if there's any directive you might have for people that are listening in when it comes to this, you know, we got products that are guaranteed money back, empty bottle guarantees, so nobody can get burned. We are really going all out to try to make sure everybody's got all upside, no downside. So, Jim, give me a comment or a perspective, or maybe you want to ask me something.
Well, it's, well, I said, really the risk-free venture. Like you said, money back guarantee. You're aligning yourself with people, frankly, like yourself, you know, like Corey, and you can, like attracts like, another way to say that. And it's a company that is meeting people where they're at and gives them a gift that keeps on giving. That's a good way, I would say, to summarize that. But Doug, you and I have had hours of conversation before I've, you know, jumped all in, you know, 100%. Tell me, or remind me, if you will, let's say the top two reasons why you felt Corey Johnson and Cellus was the right opportunity for you. You already had said that specifically for yourself. So, Doug, just in closing, tell me two or three of the top reasons why you joined Cellus.
Well, you know, I'm going to go with, off the top of my head, I'm going to say, you know, I believe this, after all of my due diligence, that Cellus is a company that can be counted on. Counted on for integrity and product quality and a plan that's fair, you know, all the things, you know, counted on a lot of good things, but the short version of that is counted on to be there for us, for our customers, and, you know, it's debt-free, and the company is in a great position to be here for a long time, and from what I can tell, Corey's got the right motives, the Corey Johnson, CEO, founder, and has the right heart. You can listen to him on Monday mornings on Coffee with Corey. It'll be the best cup of joe you have during the week if you dial into the Coffee with Corey number, which you can get from any of us if you get in reach with us at. But here's what I also like about being part of Cellus. We're young, and there's a lot of experience here. There's a lot of wisdom and talent and skill at the driving, base of this. And I think that, you can have good people. But I think it was Zig Ziglar that said, if you do a great job of motivating an idiot, what do you have? You got a motivated idiot. So I'm all for working with competency and working with skills and people that have know-how in the space in which they run. And if they don't, they have the money and time and wisdom to hire the right people to get it done and pull it together and make it happen. And so I'm pretty pleased with, my decision. Is it all, better roses? No. We struggle and we have our little, glitchy things that we're, trying to, clean up and straighten out or fix. And we'd be pretenders and liars if we tried to tell you we're a perfect company. We're not. There is no such thing as a perfect company. Just like they say, if you find a perfect church, don't join. You'll ruin it. If you find a perfect company, don't join. You would ruin it. People are not perfect, and that's why there's no such thing as a perfect company. And however, there are outstanding companies, and I believe Cellus is on that path to be elevated into a legacy status over the years. But you're here now early. If you're listening to us and you're saying, wow, if these guys are right, this would be really good timing. Your timing couldn't be better to be looking at what we're doing and showing up at one of our conferences. Our next conference coming up is here on November 1st and 2nd, I think, if I got the date right here. And so that's in Dallas. And if not that one, another one. And we have some events going on that I think kind of give you a great a chance to get to know the company and get to know the people and get to know what we're all about. And so I'm going to go back to Peter. Peter, you've always been so gracious and kind, and we're so glad you picked us, because you don't put just anybody on the radio. You want people that can deliver. So thank you, Peter, for the fine work you do and the excellence that you put out there with your company, your service. So thank you for helping us and putting us on the radio like this so we can maybe share the link of this program with others that weren't able to listen in just now. So, Peter, back to you.
You are welcome. So for those people listening in, that's Doug Jackson. You've also heard from Jim Anderson. I got, a lot of things. I just had to mute myself out because I was saying as I was going through this. Listening to both of you, being as old as I am, which really kind of stinks, and as experienced as I am, which even stinks more because I have all those experiences that Jim was talking about relative to building a company. Just listening to you, I would realize that if I'm going to join something, I want to join with people that really know what's going on, people I can trust, people to be able to move and adjust with the changes, people that I can feel confident with, that I was building a foundation based on something that was real. So, you found a real company with a great product line. But for those people listening in, I've known Rodney Bush for years. I've known Doug Jackson for the couple of months we've been doing this radio show. I've heard of Corey Johnson. Jim is the first time I've met Jim. But I'll share with you, when you come across this level of people, you just say, you know what? You guys, the deal that you're giving me is just that if I do my job, you'll do yours. And that's really all I ever wanted. Provide for me an opportunity. Just make sure you watch my back. provide for me the opportunity. Let me do the work, make sure you guys cut the checks, ship the products, all those types of things, and then do all those great things so I don't have to. And that is just, you can't speak highly enough about that. That's why I really, really super love doing this radio show. So for those people listening in, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/detoxyourlife, you will be able to hear some of the best people on the planet that know a lot about their product line, will move and shake and adjust to whatever needs to be done, and most importantly, they'll never let you down. And that to me, you know, Doug, worth more than anything else. Stuff happens. Poop happens. If you're going to live a life, stuff's going to happen. But I want to know who's going to be around me when that stuff happens, and that's more important than anything. In my, you know, it's a key component towards getting this stuff. And I know I could lean on Jim or lean on your daughter, Hannah, and or Rodney, or some of the other people that you brought here as well, Rick Hill, the cancer survivor, for advice and help along not just the business but just about anything else. So I'll let you wrap it up. I just want to throw in my endorsement because I believe in you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, we do have a website, and if you want to go kick around at that, you can, and that's at sellisnow.com. I'll spell it CELLISNOW.com. Sellisnow.com. We look at health through the cellular level, and believe it or not, not all nutrition and all nutrition companies care about healthy cells, but if the cell doesn't get healthy, the body doesn't get healthy. And so we exist for your life's advancement and elevation. If you want to elevate your game in the wellness space or in the financial wellness space, we think we can help you put a dent in that. And so I'm excited about that. Now, if you know you want to talk to anyone specific from the programs that we are so lucky to be part of with Peter, we think it's, you know, we're reachable. We can be connected with, and Jim and I will probably forward a link to this this particular program to a variety of people that maybe wouldn't otherwise maybe have the time to investigate, but maybe something said here that says, maybe there is something here for me. Maybe I don't want to rely on social insecurity. you know, that is one way to retire if that's for you, but I think there's, we believe this old soundbite, you were made for more. And in the day and age we live in, everyone knows that it takes money to live well and to have some choices and not say, I'd love to go help on that volunteer program, but I don't have no money. Or I'd love to help you, but I don't have no time. Love to volunteer, but I'm just too busy. When you have the finances, it can free you up. Unless you were like, you know, chained to some golden handcuffs and some, you know, corporate thing, then money doesn't really help you because you're just, you know, busy all the time keeping the treadmill going. So we're excited. Thank you, Peter Mingles.
You're welcome. Well, thanks, Jim. Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Rodney. And everybody else has been on our previous radio shows, and we will catch you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.